Chapter 3. Meet the oysters and the Parisians' love for them. Let us consider again the court of Louis XIV, the Sun King, the ne plus ultra of French opulence and grandeur, the arbiter of French taste for generations of the wealthy, a renowned image and symbol of La France. It doesn't get more French than that, does it? Well, besides appreciating good wit, King Louis XIV loved oysters. He loved them so much, he had them sent almost daily by horseback from Cancale in Brittany down to Versailles or his palace in Paris. He loved oysters to the extent that he's reported to have eaten 6 dozen at times before a meal. Well, Balzac could eat 10 dozen straight. Louis loved them so much that when a basket of oysters arrived late for lunch, the Prince of Condé's steward fell on his sword. He loved green oysters from the Marraine Oléron. He loved oysters cool and raw, but his personal physicians advised him to eat them cooked, for fear on warmer days he would accidentally eat one that had spoiled along the hot journey from the sea and become ill. He loved oysters with wine, and no doubt the King of France often drank the King of Wines with his oysters, champagne. As king, like his brethren, he was crowned in the cathedral in Reims, the capital of the Champagne region, and the bubbly grape from eastern France flowed in the royal court. As champagne was no stranger to the courts and kings of France, neither were oysters. Louis XIV's grandfather, Henry IV, was a known aficionado of these bivalves. Oyster and champagne, a glorious marriage made in heaven. Yet a marriage that is democratic in that many people can now consume these items just as the richest kings of France have. Today, a glass or two of non-vintage champagne and a dozen oysters cost less than many a pair of sneakers. Merci. Oysters, though, have curiously been at times the food of the poor and the